Hello, I'm David Hatfield, and this is Classical Music Connection. Major support for Classical Music Connection is provided by Matinee Musicale Cincinnati. Now, let's find out what's on today's program. Here in Cincinnati, we just completed the 149th annual May Festival, which featured Symphony No. 9 of Beethoven, Bernstein's Candide, and Juan Gomena leading Ginastera, Villalobos and Esteves. In the BBC Music Magazine for May of 2022, we explore some of the U.S. music festivals still to come this summer. The Spoleto Festival got underway on the 27th of May. It goes on until the 12th of June. Composer Giancarlo Menotti knew what he was doing when he alighted on Charleston, in which to establish a U.S. answer to his Italian festival in Spoleto. It's old-world elegance delights, especially at festival time. Menotti, the opera composer, would doubtless cheer on the world premiere of Omar by Rhiannon Giddens and Michael Abels. A slave tale close to home. And in the Gaillard Center, Puccini's La Bohème will be reimagined. Ligeti's Piano Concerto is framed by the U.S. premieres of works by Edmund Thornton Jenkins and Anna Thorvaldsdottir. And the Spoleto Festival USA Chorus takes an inaugural bow with works by Bruckner, Brahms, and Britten. The phone number at Spoleto Festival is 1-843-579-3100. The Ravinia Festival is taking place as we speak, goes on from June until September. Marin Alsop returns to Ravinia as chief conductor at the head of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And she's bringing a compact Breaking Barriers Festival this year, celebrating women conductors, as well as music such as Michael Dougherty's Time Machine for three conductors and Bernstein's Kaddish Symphony. Elsewhere, Alsop conducts Beethoven, Richard Strauss, and Brahms' German Requiem featuring soprano Yeri Su and baritone Matthias Goerne. You can reach the Ravinia Festival at 1-847-266-5100. Whoever said opera is a museum culture hasn't told Atlanta Opera. In the run-up to its Come As You Are Festival, which takes place from the 2nd to the 19th of June, Mason Bates' The Revolution of Steve Jobs lifts the lid on the founder of Apple. And in the big tent, bolstered by panel discussions and talkbacks, the musical Cabaret is interleaved with Laura Kaminsky's transgender chamber opera As One. Baritone Lucia Lucas is Hannah Before, and mezzo-soprano Blythe Gaysert is Hannah After. You can reach the Atlanta Come As You Are Festival at 1-404-881-8801. Out in California, the Ojai Festival is going on. It goes from the 9th of June until the 12th of June. John Adams oversaw last year's 75th anniversary edition, relocated to September, and the American Modern Opera Company is in the driving seat as June normality returns. Not that normality is the word where the ever-dynamic reinventing Ojai is concerned. Newly composed works include Family Dinner by Matthew Aucoin and The Echoing of Tenses, a specially commissioned song cycle by Anthony Cheung. Soprano Julia Bullock stars in a semi-staging of Messiaen's Haraway, and early music ensemble Ruckus reinvigorates the Baroque. Contact the Ojai Festival at 1-805-646-2094. The Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California, celebrates its 75th birthday. And Otto Klemperer and Lottie Lehmann were early supporters of the summer school and festival. Santa Barbara parties in style this year with a welcome concert in the bowl, not to mention a gala featuring 3 times Grammy Award winner mezzo Isabel Leonard. Opera returns to the festival with Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, and among those California dreamin' are conductors Stefan Gdenev and Hannu Lintu, plus composers Nico Muli and Tom Cipullo. Music Academy of the West can be reached at 1-805-969-4726. Well, Tanglewood's backstory can be traced in the names of its concert halls, from the orchestral focus of the Kuzovitsky Music Shed to Seiji Ozawa Hall, award-winning home to much of the summer's chamber music. Ringo Starr fires the starting pistol, and under Andris Nelson's, the Boston Symphony's opening night acknowledges a towering Tanglewood stalwart, Leonard Bernstein. Among 8 world and U.S. premieres are works by Helen Grime and Caroline Shaw. Mozart's Don Giovanni issues a deadly dinner invitation, and pianist Emmanuel Ax and friends pursue pathways from Prague, while Garrick Olson readies himself for the complete piano works of Brahms. This all starts in Lenox, Massachusetts, on the 17th of June and goes on until the 4th of September. You can contact Tanglewood at 1-617-266-1200. There's a gladiatorial frisson as the Oregon Bach Festival returns to live performance on the 17th of June, running through the 5th of July. 3 contenders are in the frame for the artistic directorship, and each will conduct a major work and be put through their chamber music paces. The B minor Mass and the John and Matthew Passions are the Bachian pillars, anchoring the likes of the musical offering, directed by Monica Huggett. But Bach isn't the only composer in town. Paola Prestini's Let Me See the Sun receives its premiere. Tyler Duncan sings Schubert's Winterreise. And Akoka reframes Messiaen's Quartet for the End of Time. The Oregon Bach Festival in Eugene is at 1-541-346-5666. And back to the East Coast for the Caramore Festival in Katona, New York. From intimate beginnings, Caramore has grown, its ambitions consummated in the creation of an airy Venetian theater and atmospheric Spanish courtyard to complement the music room's opulence. Summer 22 should go with a bang, as Michael Gordon's site-specific Field of Vision for 40 percussionists is premiered. Yo-Yo Ma and the Knights signal the off. Soprano Dawn Upshaw and the Brentano Quartet collaborate on Melinda Wagner's monodrama Dido Reimagined. And Marc-André Hamelin ends the season royally with Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. This season at Caramore runs until the 7th of August. You can contact them at 1-914-232-1252. A little further up the Hudson, we find the Bard Summerscape and Music Festival. It's at Annandale-on-Hudson from the 23rd of June until the 14th of August. Sheltering beneath Summerscape's cross-disciplinary umbrella, the 32nd Bard Music Festival is devoted to Rachmaninoff and his world. The Who Century concert provocatively sets Piano Concerto No. 4 in the context of Respighi, Groffé, Shostakovich, and Messiaen. And the Vesper should apply balm to the soul. Richard Strauss's comic opera Die Schweigsame Frau, conducted by Leon Botstein and directed by Christian Rett, lightens the mood, while Molière's 400th is not forgotten. You may find the Bard Summerscape and Music Festival at 1-845-758-7900. Vail, Colorado hosts Bravo Vail from the 23rd of June until the 4th of August. The St. Paul Chamber Orchestra returns to augment the reigning Bravo Triumvirate of the New York Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Dallas Symphony. 6 weeks of full-on music-making follows, and a new commissioning project yields 3 world premieres to add to the tally of 8 local premieres. Paired with wine tasting, Classically Uncorked toasts ear-opening juxtapositions, while From New York hails Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, Philadelphia humors Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, and choice chamber music implicates artists in residence Hélène Grimaud and Nikolai Zepps-Snyder. Telephone Bravo Vail at 1-877-812-5700. 8 weeks of the Aspen Music Festival and School start on the 30th of June. It's just as well that Aspen stakes a claim on the Benedict Music Tent, intimate Joan and Irving Harris Concert Hall, and the Wheeler Opera House. With over 400 concerts spread across 8 weeks, it doesn't let the grass grow under its feet. Renee Fleming sings Kevin Putz's The Brightness of Light. Bryn Terfel heads the cast for Verdi's Falstaff. And Scriabin's Poem of Ecstasy preoccupies Vasily Petrenko. To end, there's a sacred showstopper like no other. Conceived for a huge orchestra corralling 4 offstage brass groups, Berlioz's Grand Messe des Morts is conducted by Robert Spano. Contact Aspen at 1-970-925-3254. Now, while we're in Colorado, why don't we take the 70 through Loveland Pass and head on over to Boulder, where the Colorado Music Festival takes place from the 30th of June until the 7th of August. Hunkering down in the shadow of the Rocky Mountains, the Chautauqua Auditorium has been welcoming visitors for well over a century. In summertime, it convenes members of over 40 national and international orchestras who assemble under the conductor Peter Ungen for a festival that matches its spectacular surrounds. John Adams is this year's composer-in-residence, and his Beethoven-inflected Absolute Jest for string quartet and orchestra falls to artists-in-residence the Tockett's Quartet on the first night. Jan Lisicki undertakes a complete Beethoven piano concerto cycle, and the Colorado premiere of A Fanfare by Wynton Marsalis heralds Mahler's Symphony No. 5. Contact the Colorado Music Festival at 1-303-440-7666. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, love is in the air, and with fatal consequences as a new production of Carmen launches another summer of opera at Santa Fe Opera. Love can contrive a happy ending, however, Or so insists Rossini's The Barber of Seville. And there's Guile aplenty in Verdi's Falstaff, directed by David McVicar. But love is writ large and tragically, as Wagner's Tristan and Isolde makes its belated house debut. Simon O'Neill and Tamara Wilson take the title roles. The staging is by Zach Winokur and Lisenka Heiborg-Castagnon, and it's conducted by James Gaffigan. Completing the lineup is M. Butterfly, Huang Ro's operatic take on David Henry Huang's Tony Award-winning play. The Santa Fe Opera answers its phone at 1-505-986-5900. Back now to the state of New York, where Maverick Concerts takes place from the 1st of July until the 11th of September. Set in dappled woodland, Maverick's iconic barn-like concert hall has been dispensing chamber music and latterly jazz and contemporary music for over a century. The name isn't worn lightly. This year's theme is Freedom and Joy, making bedfellows of Duke Ellington and Haydn. Voices of Color is also part of the characteristically eclectic remit. The Nexus Ensemble celebrates its half-century and to a roster of string quartets, including the Escher, Harlem, and Borromeos, are added to virtuoso Simon Shaheen and jazzers, including Jerome Jennings. And César Franck's Bicentenary does not go unremarked. Located in Woodstock, New York, Maverick Concerts can be reached at 1-845-241-7721. You can take I-71 North to the Blossom Music Festival from the 2nd of July until the 4th of September. Since 1968, the Cleveland Orchestra has spent summers in the bucolic Cuyahoga National Park, opening the Blossom Pavilion with Beethoven's 9th Symphony. The 9th returns, conducted by Yaya Ling, as the festival nears its midpoint. Copland's Symphony No. 3 and John Adams' Harmonie Lehre share the season with Paul Simon's songbook and a salute to Broadway legends, while visiting pianists namecheck Daniil Trifonov, Cedric Tiberghien, and Benjamin Grosvenor. Contact the Blossom Music Festival at 1-216-231-1111. Out west, we have the Grand Teton Music Festival that happens in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, from the 3rd of July until the 27th of August. Opera is one of my greatest passions, declares artistic director Donald Renicles. No surprise there. Since 2007, he's been Generalmusikdirektor of the Deutsche Oper Berlin, and Puccini's La Bohème inaugurates an ongoing opera initiative, a new venture for the Festival Orchestra, which announces itself with Beethoven's 5 piano concertos, performed by Gerrit Olsen over 2 nights, Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, and the U.S. premiere of Detlef Glanert's Idyllium, complement chamber music from the St. Lawrence Quartet, and a new piano recital series. You can set the phone ringing out at Grand Teton Music Festival by calling 1-307-733-3050. A little ways north of Cooperstown, New York, you're going to find the Glimmerglass Festival. It takes place from the 8th of July until the 21st of August. Glimmerglass took to its lawns to maintain an al fresco season last summer, but this year the Alice Busch Opera Theater opens its lakeside doors once more. Artistic director Francesca Zambella stands down when the final curtain falls, but she takes her leave with a new production of The Sound of Music. And proving there's life in the old pasticcio genre yet, she co-directs the premiere of Tenor Overboard, a frothy confection stuffed with some of Rossini's best tunes. Brianna Hunter stars in the new staging of Carmen. Please contact Glimmerglass at 1-607-547-2255. Music at Menlo, that's Menlo, California, takes place from the 14th of July until the 6th of August. Founded by cellist David Finkel and pianist Wu Han, Menlo has taken its mission to explain exuberantly to heart for 20 summers now, and the anniversary edition trains its forensic expertise on Haydn. Wrapped around a core concert program that makes Hunt Quartet conspirators of Haydn and Widmann, and tackles humor in Ives, Schnittke, and Shostakovich. The festival's signature overture concerts, encounter lectures, and carte blanche recitals and morning sessions establish an illuminating backstory. Contact Music at Menlo at 1-650-330-2030. While you're in California, why not attend the Cabrillo Festival of Contemporary Music? It's at Santa Cruz from the 24th of July until the 7th of August. After nearly a quarter of a century at the helm as artistic director, Miren Alsop passed the baton to Christian Macellaru in 2016, and Cabrillo remains a byword for its vibrant championship of the new, like John Adams and Copeland, are past occupants of the hot seat. 2022's premieres include works by Jake Hagee, Stacey Gerb, and Ivan Enrique Rodriguez. Guests include mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook, violinist Benjamin Beilman, and vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth. The Cabrillo phone number is 1-831-426-6966. And finally, let's head north to the Sun Valley Music Festival in Sun Valley, Idaho, taking place from the 24th of July to the 18th of August. How better to end a festival inhabiting Idaho's answer to the Alps than Strauss's Alpine Symphony? And having assembled the requisite horn players, why wouldn't you round up 16 of them for a chamber concert, Hornucopia? Leila Yosevowitz plays Stravinsky's Violin Concerto, Daniil Trifonov, the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2, and paired with Ravel's Complete Mother Goose Ballet, Nicolas Fahn sings Britain's Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. That phone number for Sun Valley is 208-622-5607. In the BBC Music Magazine for June of 2022, Tom Service asks, "Why must solo music be memorized? Performing from memory hasn't always been required of our soloists. So why is it universally expected today? Why do professional classical musicians do it? Why do they memorize entire pieces, from violin partitas to piano concertos, from sonatas to symphonies? All those thousands of notes, every single one of them going into the brains and bodies of soloists, singers, orchestral players, and conductors, so that, at will, they can play any bar of a fugue by Bach or a concerto by Tchaikovsky without hesitation, deviation, or repetition. One of the reasons is that we in the audience love the frisson that these feats of memory give us. Think of any concerto performance you might have seen. With no sheet music in front of the soloist, it's as if the music is emerging unmediated from their subconsciousness. The music is a spell that's enchanted in front of our eyes and ears. It no longer belongs to Beethoven or Rachmaninoff. It's Anna Sophie Mutters. It's Marta Argerich's. Yet, this memory fetish wasn't always part of musical culture. It began in earnest with Franz Liszt in his solo concerts in the early decades of the 19th century. Liszt's piano recitals were sensual rituals of super virtuosity, in which his audiences were transfixed by his ability to produce whole repertoires of music on the spot. The pianist Stephen Hough has written about this turn to memory, great for Liszt, but anathema to others. Chopin would not have approved. In fact, Chopin chastised a pupil once for playing a piece from memory, accusing him of arrogance. And why? Because in the days when every pianist was also a composer, to play without a score would usually have meant that you were improvising. To play a Chopin ballade from memory might have seemed as if you were trying to pass off that masterpiece as your own. That's the hubris of playing from memory, pretending as a performer that you're making it up on the spur of the moment is an affront to the composers who toiled over their pieces. And there's another problem with memory. The condition for a culture that demands that soloists learn their parts off by heart is that there must be a fixed historical repertoire written by other people for them to learn. And since the majority of them are now dead, there's no real danger of anyone mistaking the performer for the composer. Our insistence on memory comes at the cost of new pieces becoming part of the repertoire, composed so quickly there's no time to memorize them. So next time you see a soloist playing with the sheet music, it's not that they haven't learned the piece. They're restoring musical culture to a state of potential creation, not a mausoleum of memory in which every note is fixed in advance. While memory can be freeing for some musicians, we as an audience shouldn't demand it of all performers. When memory becomes an ideology, we might be losing more than we're gaining. You've been listening to Classical Music Connection, brought to you each week by the Radio Reading Services of Greater Cincinnati, with generous support from Matinee Musicale Cincinnati. I'm your host, David Hatfield, inviting you to join me next week for more fascinating articles on Classical Music Connection.